football on off the ball.
I never felt like we were going to this World Cup, but you just wanted a sense of improvement. You wanted a sense of, and what we've got instead, they hammered us tonight, lads. Like, I think this is the worst ever Irish performance ever.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Off the Ball's Football Daily.
Welcome to Wednesday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up, the recriminations continue after one of the worst results in Ireland's history. James McLean and Glenn Whelan give their view on a disastrous night in Yerevan, but it looks like there will be at least one League of Ireland player going to next year's World Cup. First today, Heimir Hallgrímsson has admitted it'll take a miracle for Ireland to qualify for next summer's World Cup. Last night's damaging 2-1 loss away to Armenia leaves Ireland but 1 point from a possible 6, and an October window that sees them go to Group F leaders Portugal before a home game against last night's opponents. On this morning's Off the Ball breakfast, former Ireland winger James McLean said the manager's in-game management left a lot to be desired.
One thing I will say for sure, not just his leadership, Abalde, and in, you know, beyond the pitch, being able to manage in-game, but is Abalde as well. I thought Seamus Coleman, for me, still needs to play because he brings so much to the team on and off the pitch. So the fact that Seamus was available and not selected is, for me, it's mind-blowing, to be quite honest.
I've one last one for you then. Just in terms of the shape of the team, because we've talked a good bit about how the structure allows the players to have understanding and not to be in their own head analysing, am I in the right place, am I in the wrong place, or am I, what's the story here? What did you make of the structure of the team and how we set up?
I don't know. It wasn't, it just felt like it was so easy to play against us last night. The many, like I touched on before, the many times the goalkeeper had time on the ball and one pass has basically got them running at our back line. It was so easy. And that's down to the intensity thing. That's down to tactics. It just looked like there was no clear instruction of what the team knew what they were doing. And then in the in-game decisions, was mind-blowing. Like, I don't like doing this because it almost feels like I'm being personal, but it's not. Like, you need to call for what it is. Like, we're chasing the game and you bring on Killian Phillips in the middle of the park. Like, and then you pick off Ryan Manning at the end and you put on Liam Skate as a centre-back and you put him on at left-back. Like, that's us chasing the game. Like, someone explain that to me. And no offence to the Killian Phillips, like, but, and no disrespect to St Mirren, but, you know, is this where we're at? Like, you're bringing on Killian Phillips chasing the game? Like, it just doesn't, the in-game management for me was bizarre last night.
There's lots more from James McLean as well as Vinnie Perth and Stewie Byrne from this morning's Off the Ball breakfast elsewhere in the OTB football feed. Hallgrímsson says too many players had an off day and he was asked to explain why the performance against Armenia was so bad.
You know, that's almost impossible to answer this question. I can give maybe thoughts, and I've given some thoughts here. And is maybe easy to find excuses, but I'm not going to do that. I'm just not going to do that. I can pick things what I think would have affected this performance, the travel, the little recovery time, etc. But I'm not going to pick excuses for this performance. We were just poor on the day. Why? We need to look at it. I need to look at it, and we need to look inside and see what we could have done better, whether it's me or us as coaching staff and the players themselves. But it's hard to pinpoint something. It's probably a lot of reasons. And I'm not going to try to pick out some excuses. If you forgive me for that.
Our man in Yerevan, Stephen Doyle, caught up with Ireland captain Nathan Collins after the match.
The manager said in his post-match press conference he felt there was a lot of underperformance from some of the players in the pitch. Obviously he didn't say who, but is there a feeling like that in the dressing room at the moment, that maybe some players didn't perform to their levels?
It's probably a collective more than individual. I just don't think we were at it all together.
you know, as I said, I don't think we created enough chances. I don't think we defended in mid-block, low-block probably good enough overall, and they were probably the better team, and that's the frustrating part.
When you say didn't defend in the mid-block, low-block, that's something Paddy McCarthy spoke about last week, saying that this is what Ireland were going to be good at. Hamer Holgrims has said it as well. So how is it still going wrong?
Don't know. Listen, every game's different. Every game's different players, different opposition, different ways of breaking down on each other. I just don't think we were... I need to watch it back. I just don't think... We were probably too passive again. We didn't close the gaps probably enough. You know, we let them have too much time on the ball and let them break through the line so easy. And so we need to watch back, really, and put our finger on it.
Just on the midfield, they just seem to cut through the midfield so easily as well. And I suppose that starts with defending up top as well. Could you even kind of realise during the game why that was happening? Was there any talk at half-time?
No, listen, I just don't... As I said, it's tough to say when we haven't watched the back. We did say we thought at half-time we were probably getting cut through too easy. We tried to keep a higher line, tried to block lines, make them tighter, but it just didn't seem to work, and we seemed to get carved open a lot. And it's frustrating because we know we're better than that. We know this is something we've been really working on, and for that to happen, yeah, it is really annoying.
The manager was asked in the press conference there as well, would he have to consider his job? Like, what is the feeling amongst the players now about Hamer Holgrimson? Does he still have full support?
Oh, listen, that's hard to say. Listen, there's a lot of emotion after a match. It's not a time to be siding stuff like that. The be all and end all is that we have to get a result against Portugal, and that's all we can do now.
You said it needs a miracle to qualify for the World Cup. Would you agree?
Listen, yeah, I guess so, but it's all we can only dream now. Going to Portugal, getting a result, and then we'll work from there.
On last night's Off the Ball, former Ireland midfielder Glenn Whelan was asked what Holgrimson has to do from this point onwards.
I'd like to see a reaction. I'd like to see us be on the front foot. I'd like to see us start winning a few games, or definitely not losing games. I think it's too easy to go in and say, oh, that was a good performance, but we drew with Hungary. Let's be honest, it's like when they went down to 10 men and you're back to 2-1, you're hoping to then come away from that game, but at least there was a little bit of fight and a little bit of passion to see that there might be a fight for the next game. And then when the next game comes around, you're on the back foot again with your team selection for me, and you're chasing the game, being 1-0 down with 45 minutes to go. So I want to see what he's brought into the association for, because I'm not too sure I've seen anything just yet.
All of the reaction you need to last night's horror show in Armenia is available right now in the OTB football feed. Hungary were 4 minutes away from doing Ireland a favour last night, level at 2 goals apiece at home to Portugal. Then they conceded a well-worked João Cancelo goal to give all 3 points to Roberto Martinez's side. Hungary will play host to Ireland again in the final round of Group F games in November, in what could prove to be Holgrimson's last stand as Ireland boss. One Irish-based player who does look like he'll play at next year's World Cup is Shamrock Rovers captain Roberto Lopez. He played the full 90 minutes for Cape Verde in their 1-0 win over African Group D rivals Cameroon. That result leaves the island nation needing just one win from the remaining games against Libya and Eswatini to guarantee a spot in North America next summer. Daylon Livramento, a player on loan at Portuguese Primeira Liga side Casapia, scored the vital goal for Cape Verde, firing past Andre Onana. That was a Cameroon side which also included Brian Mbeumo and Carlos Baleba. Egypt are also on the brink of a place in the finals, despite a nil-all draw away to Burkina Faso. That result keeps Burkina Faso in the hunt for a playoff spot, but they still have Cameroon, Namibia, Uganda and Benin breathing down their necks. The good news for Egypt was offset by a knee ligament injury sustained by Omar Marmoush in just the 9th minute of the game. The Egyptian FA says he's due to undergo a scan on what they suspect is a bruised knee ligament in Cairo today. It seems very unlikely, though, that Marmoush will feature in Sunday's Manchester derby at the Etihad, a game you can hear live and exclusive on Off the Ball. South American qualifying came to a close last night with Bolivia pipping Venezuela to the intercontinental playoff spot. A first half injury time penalty from Miguel Terceros, who plays in Brazil for Americo Mineiro, was enough to give Bolivia a 1-0 win at home to an underwhelming Brazil side. For their part, Venezuela lost a roller coaster of a game against Colombia, who won 6-3. Bolivia join New Caledonia in those intercontinental playoffs, which take place in March in Mexico. Two Central American teams will join them, as well as the African playoff side and one from Asia, and they will all decide the last two teams to qualify for the World Cup. Defeat at altitude has brought an extra problem for Carlo Ancelotti as Brazil boss. Rafinha is said to be furious he was brought off the bench after the hour mark by Ancelotti to help rescue what was for Brazil a dead rubber. Brazil ended up fifth in the CONMEBOL table, their worst ever finish in the World Cup qualifiers, but they will still be seeded for the finals. Another Shamrock Rovers player with reason to celebrate today is Michael Noonan. At 17 years of age, he became the Ireland under-21's youngest ever goalscorer. Came off the bench to fire home the winner in a hard-fought 1-0 win over Andorra in the Euro qualifiers in Group D. It meant back-to-back wins for Jim Crawford's side at the start of the group, but neither performance has been overly impressive. Next up for them is Slovakia at Turner's Cross next month. And finally, after the departure of Colin Fortune over the weekend, John Sullivan will take charge of Athlone Town for their Europa Cup campaign later. The women's Premier Division champions are away to Glasgow City for the first leg of their first round tie. Kick-off on that one is 7:35. That's it for today's Football Daily. Don't forget to become an Off The Ball subscriber to catch up on all of our post-Armenia analysis. And our live League of Ireland coverage resumes on Friday night with the clash of European hopefuls Bohemians and Derry City at Dalymount Park. Then on Sunday, we're off the Turf Moor, where Burnley are at home to Premier League champions Liverpool. And then it's the Manchester Derby at the Etihad.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.
I remember one game we were at Hull. We played against Wolves, 1-0 up at half time, cruising. Phil Brown's the manager at the time. Yeah. He's like just delighted with the first half performance. The last thing he said to us when we were going out to go out for the second half, lads, first 15 minutes, just, you know, do your jobs, keep it tight. Within probably 2 minutes of the second half, Wolves had equalised against us. So everything that he'd said at half time didn't register with us. We come in after the game and he is in full mode, hammering the lads. So he's going for one or two of the players. You did this, you did that, what are you doing? And all this sort of thing.
Yeah.
Right at the very end, he said, lads, you lot go out and perform like that in front of me, the next England manager, lads. Come on, not with you, shower of...